From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, March 11th. San Jose is the latest California city looking to crack down on homeless residents sleeping outside. NSPR's Alex Dutson reports on a proposed law there and how it compares to Chico's policies.
The proposed law would make it a crime for an unhoused resident in San Jose to repeatedly refuse shelter. If they say no to shelter more than three times, they could face arrest. The law was brought forth by San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan. He says there's space available at the city's shelters, but many unhoused residents refuse to go.
One out of three people in this area who were offered housing refused to come indoors.
That's Mahan at a press conference last week. He said the proposal could push unhoused residents into drug court, where they're offered drug rehabilitation services as an alternative to criminal punishment.
We all have a responsibility to end this crisis. Government, on behalf of our community, has a responsibility to build shelter, and our homeless neighbors have a responsibility to use it.
So how does San Jose's law compare to Chico's? In Chico, unhoused residents camping on public property can face arrest, but not just for refusing shelter. When an unhoused resident camping on city property is forced to move for the first time, they're assessed and told to stay at one of two homeless shelters in town. This assessment only happens once. That means if they're moved in the future, they'll still be directed to the same shelter. If they refuse to go to the shelter they're directed to and do not leave the area they're camped in, then they could face fines or arrest. The city is currently seeking relief from the settlement agreement that outlines these policies, claiming the agreement makes the process too long to remove encampments. That request is under review from a federal judge. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, a state legislative committee finally met last week to review a 2019 audit that found at least three counties lacked adequate disaster preparedness. That includes Butte County. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
According to reporting by the Associated Press, the state auditor reported that the county's emergency alert system was deficient in several respects, among other things that the system hadn't incorporated the latest emergency warning technology, and those alerts were only issued in English. It also found that the county's disaster planning hadn't adequately assessed the needs of vulnerable groups like the elderly and those with disabilities, and that its evacuation plans were insufficient. In a review last week, legislators noted that Butte County has made significant improvement, but more needs to be done, especially in assessing vulnerable populations and in flood disaster planning. No officials from the three counties appeared at the committee hearing. NSPR reached out to Butte County for comment yesterday, but didn't receive a response. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And Assemblyman James Gallagher and Senator Megan Daly have announced legislation to upgrade Chico's flood control. The 5-mile flood control system was compromised by erosion following the Camp Fire, and water flow reached critical levels during recent storms. The system diverts water into Lindo Channel, Big Chico Creek, and Sycamore Creek. Debris and vegetation have accumulated in the 5-mile basin for several decades because of the environmental regulations. Gallagher and Daly's legislation would exempt the project from those requirements. Also, the gray wolf population is growing in rural California. But that hasn't come without hardships. Gray wolves were responsible for killing 16 cattle belonging to farmers in Lassen, Plumas, and Siskiyou counties at the end of last year. NSPR's Anthony Vosick has more.
Gray wolves are a protected species native to California. They were nearly hunted to extinction around 100 years ago, but conservation efforts have allowed their populations to start growing again in the North State. Their comeback brings some challenges after 100 years of absence, particularly for rural livestock farmers. The Wolf Management Update tracks livestock confirmed to have been killed by gray wolves. It's released quarterly by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. As the gray wolf population continues to grow, state officials say regular communication is being upheld with farmers in areas with known and possible wolf activity.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick. And finally, Residents seeking family planning resources, infection testing, and other county health services will soon need to visit a new public health facility. The Butte County Department of Public Health says it's moving its clinic from its current building near Chico Junior High to a new, more modern building in Merriam Park. The department director says the new location will offer a more convenient and comfortable setting for residents. The new location will open at 1 p.m. on March 17th. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, March 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.